Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Creative energy bringing us this portion of the program. Love your hot tub like I love my hot tub. I live for the moment when I've got everything out of it, done all my stuff, everything's ready. And then I go get in the hot tub. Oh, it's so nice. Even in the summer, I really thought.
What kind of stuff do you do?
Just sit in there. Oh, you mean before I
get... Yeah, like what do you got to clear out of the way? Like, you know...
Just whatever you got on your docket that day. Like yesterday, I had a bunch of laundry to do. I wanted to get all that done. Or maybe I got to pick up a room or do the bills. Monday's my bill day.
Oh, boy.
I know. Ugh. Creative energy. Creative energy is where you go when you want a hot tub. And you want one. Creative Energy summer sale is on now. Save big on hot tubs, saunas, cold plunges. If you bundle a hot tub with a sauna or a cold plunge, which I actually think a cold plunge would be, it'd be great. You'd be all hot in the hot tub and then you jump in the cold plunge and be like, I gotta get back in the hot tub. If you bundle them, you'll save even more, like thousands more. Visit creativeenergy.com. Very excellent thing to have in your backyard. I got a couple Brad Pitt notes here. First of all,
we're starting with Bradley Pitt.
We're gonna start with Bradley Pitt.
Yeah. All right.
It's just a couple little things. Brad and Tom Cruise, not Tom Hanks. They've reunited for the first time in 24 years. This is the premiere in London of F1. This is Brad Pitt's new movie. It's a Formula One racing movie. And Tom, I think, lives in London now. It seems like you never hear of him anywhere else.
It does seem like that, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he's got places here. Doesn't he have a place in Vail or Aspen or?
No idea.
Yeah. It's where he sends that coconut cake from every year. So Tom Cruise turned up for the F1 London premiere, and Tom and Brad just hung out. They palled around. Brad's wearing a very dark green suit. To the point, it's so dark that if Tom Cruise wasn't wearing a dark gray suit, it would almost look like a black suit with a bit of a sheen on it. So it's cool. It's like a forest green with a white shirt and then like a lighter green sort of like silky collar around it. It's not tied like a, is it an ascot? Is that what it is where it has sort of the bunch? But it's sort of tucked around. It's a great look. I mean, two incredibly handsome dudes. Oh, it looks a lot, the suit looks a lot lighter in some of those pictures.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. I imagine both of these guys have people on the cutting edge of fashion that lay out, especially on a run where they're going to be rolling through lots of press and lots of different shows. There's probably one person who puts together all the outfits and says, you're wearing this tonight.
How great would that be? Like, I don't know where you got to be in your career to have that happen, but imagine you're Zendaya, right? So she's like, I mean, she's actually not a great example because she's a fairly well-established star, but you know, you're in your early days of acting, you're young, you're getting your own stuff together.
You're having sex with everybody.
Everyone.
Every single person.
You're just going crazy.
You're having the time of your life.
But then you start having to do these events and these red carpets, and then a team starts forming around you. Mm-hmm. There's someone who comes in and makes sure that your hair looks great, and someone makes sure your makeup looks great, and someone wheels in a cart of dresses, and they've got a needle and thread in hand. Like, let's get this fitted to you.
I think it's great.
Designers want you to wear their stuff. I know. How great would that be if someone came and dressed you for something?
Well, I really do tend towards doing stuff myself. Like, yep. I just prefer to not be caught up with people, just in the sense that I don't want to be like, well, I needed you to be here an hour ago or whatever. Well, all the things, you know, like,
right.
I'm just better off by myself. But once you're that level.
Yes.
You don't need to be messing with all that for each event. Like, because you are on a promo tour.
Right.
I used to watch the Rachel Zoe, who was a famous person who gets people ready.
A stylist?
Stylist. Okay. Famous stylist.
And
Rachel Zoe.
She had a show or something?
Yeah, for a while.
Oh.
And now she's on something now. But she would go and, like, go to the designers' places and pick out stuff from the designers and then put them on a rack. Same thing with jewelry. And then show up before the Oscars, you know, the day before, and with
to
the dresses.
Whichever star she was in charge of dressing.
And then the day of the Oscars, they'd be dressing a couple people and, you know, running around and all that. So it was pretty interesting.
It's got to take a lot of, I mean, you're Brad Pitt, you're basically, if it's up to you, you probably put on, you know, you pull on jeans and a t-shirt and a sweater. No,
he'd
you're
still
like,
look good.
Yeah, he would actually still look good. But I'm sure that he's got someone who's like, I know his exact size. I know what his style is. Like, I put it together. I give him a couple options.
As cool as he plays it, and he does, he's been famous since he's, what, 20?
Early 20s, yeah.
So by now, this is all routine for him. He's not tripping on
he's
any of it.
He's got his people. They show up. They, you know, any blemish that's on his face is covered up. His
he
hair
survived
is freshly clipped.
Blowing up his own life.
Yeah.
Which is...
Actually, I have a story about that here, too.
Oh, okay.
No. Go on.
He survived blowing up his own life, which, you know, you hope anyone can get a second chance.
Yeah.
And he seems to be there. But he clearly, something went down. His family and his own kids want nothing to do with him.
Nothing to do with him anymore.
So that is very telling.
Yes.
So he has two stylists, Taylor McNeil and George Cortina. McNeil handles his more casual off-duty looks, while Cortina was responsible for all his red carpet appearances, particularly during the F1 stuff. So
how great would it be?
He's got one for each thing.
The
daily guy and
a
red carpet guy.
Of outfits for you every day. Like, that would be... Like, he'd never have to shop again. Plus, he's Brad Pitt. Like, whatever they put him in, he's going to look amazing.
McNeil also does Timotei.
Oh, Timotei?
Yeah, so he's got
some high-end clientele. I'm sure Timotei would. Well, who does Brad Pitt? I'll take that guy.
Yeah, there's probably known people.
Yeah. Tom looks good, too. I mean, obviously, he's Tom Cruise.
Now, what's
but
weird
very
about...
unadorned. No belt, no nothing.
What's weird about what you're showing me right now is that didn't Brad Pitt say some very unkind things about Tom Cruise going back to the vampire movie? Like, I think he said something like, that guy's always acting. He's full of it.
Oh.
He's full of it and always acting all the time. You can't tell what's real with that guy. So I don't, you know.
Well, and maybe that's why it's been 21, 24 years.
And here it is. There they are together. So maybe it's got something to do with him getting his act together. And now he's a little bit more humble.
Yeah. He's
Brad Pitt, I mean.
Right. Right. I don't know how tall Brad Pitt is, but Tom Cruise looks pretty tall next to him.
Yeah, I thought Brad would be a lot taller. I mean, I've seen Brad Pitt in person. And
what?
Yeah, I was.
You never told us that.
I was an extra for Moneyball. I was part of the crowd scenes at the A Stadium, and he came out and waved to everybody and said hi. Looked good. His butt. Damn.
Oh my.
I'd like to recreate that on my own body, but
I'm looking at Tom Cruise's shoes to see if it look.
If he's in lifts.
Yeah,
give him a break.
He doesn't seem to be. No.
Yes.
Why should I, please? He's a stylist. I'm so jealous. Imagine if someone laid your clothes out for you every day. God. Oh. There's a lot. You know, if you were really, if you're super rich, like, I don't know, you win the lottery and you have $500 million, like, You never fly commercial again. You never cook another meal or do any grocery shopping. Your clothes are laid out for you. Your house is sparkling clean. Oh, that'd be great. I'd be so bored. I'd be like, well, now what do I do? Mm-hmm. Brad Pitt went to, was on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast, which is a very long running.
Very, very big podcast.
Yeah, it's a big podcast. So he's on there. Brad Pitt sits down and he was asked all the questions. He's talking about how he went to AA for a reboot after his divorce from Angelina Jolie, which maybe is a nice way of saying I needed to go to AA.
Well, a lot of people don't understand alcoholism or addiction, and it often you don't want to over-dramatize it because most people are like, so you partied too much.
Mm.
Right.
That's yeah, it was a real party. Yeah.
Why don't you just moderate?
Yeah. No, that's, you're right. That's what I'm going to do.
I never thought of that. Oh, thank you for pointing that out. How did I miss that for 30, 40 years?
I get why they have to find themselves in a place where talking about this is boring and is not really well understood. And it's probably easier. A reboot. That's what I did.
Yeah. Just a little reboot.
Mm-hmm.
So he recognized that he needed to make some changes after his divorce from Angelina. So he went to AA and he said, I was pretty much on my knees and I was really open. I was trying anything and everyone, anything anyone threw at me. It was a difficult time. I needed rebooting. I needed to wake the F up in some areas. And it just meant a lot to me. I just thought it was incredible men sharing their experiences, their foibles. Most people don't use foibles in regular conversation. Their missteps, their wants, their aches, and a lot of humor with it. I thought it was a really special experience. And he said it only took a few sessions before he started really looking forward to the meetings. Like,
mm-hmm.
There's no Alcoholics Anonymous meeting that he can go to without a bag over his head where he's actually anonymous. So that's a lot of trust he's putting in people.
I went to AAA in LA. And yeah, I mean, all the time there'd be somebody that you knew, a celebrity in a meeting, and everybody's, listen, there's rules and people were very respectful of that. You don't walk up and,
oh my God, I love you in that one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. People just want to go in there and work through what they're working through.
Yeah. It's called Alcoholics Anonymous for a reason.
Yeah. And I have another story that I just think it's just an interesting take on this. There was a movie called Geely, and it was maybe one of the reasons that Ben
and J-Lo?
Mm-hmm, Ben Affleck and J-Lo did this movie together. And a lot of people say, and it was it just tanked. Like, I'm going to tell you about a thing in it that you'll be like, I didn't see that movie.
I think it won multiple Razzies.
Oh, I think it swept the Razzies. but they actually say it's why they broke up the first time. The second time was her, the greatest love of all time album, movie and tour. Seth Rogen auditioned for Geely, and apparently there's a developmentally disabled character named Brian in this movie. So I have not seen the movie. I don't know who this person is. In the end, Justin Bartha ended up playing Brian. I feel like I've heard that name, but I'm not positive who it is. But Seth Rogen says that basically there's a piece of tape out there, his audition tape. And he feels like it could just ruin him if it ever saw the light of day. Over 20 years ago, Seth auditioned for the movie Geely.
Here's Justin Bartha.
You know him from The Hangover.
Oh, yeah. I do kind of know that guy.
He kind of looks like your friend Tom Scott.
Yeah. I don't know. Has he been in anything else or whatever?
National Treasure, but
that's where I know him from.
Okay. I know
that's
him from.
That's so funny.
Hangover.
And
he does look like Tom Everett.
He does.
Scott.
In this picture, Ben Affleck looks exactly like Chris Isaac.
Oh.
He's got the pompadour. Look at the top shot.
Oh my God. He does. The cover, movie poster. Geely. So Seth goes into audition for Geely, and he tried out for the part of the developmentally disabled character, Brian. And on Jimmy Kimmel, he was talking about it. And he says, I dare not even portray what I did in this audition because I went for it. I saw myself at the Oscars. Truthfully, if that tape was out in the world today, this would be the last interview you ever saw me do, other than like my apology tour. And he basically said, if for whoever has it out there in the world, whatever casting director has that, please sell it to me. I will buy it or just burn it.
He must not have seen Tropic Thunder.
I was going to say, actually, Tropic Thunder, I always wonder why that didn't, like, in this day and age, I don't know if that would have ever gotten made. And even in that day and age, I can't believe it was, like, so outrageously, there's the developmentally disabled person, there's the guy in blackface, played by Robert Downey Jr. Like, it is, that movie, there's so many problems with it.
But it was decent, so that's part of the problem. Geely got a 2.7 out of 10 here.
Yeah, it's... Geely,
but Tropic Thunder, and I don't remember loving it, but I don't remember hating it.
Yeah.
Geely seems to be like a real piece of garbage.
It's a stinker. I've seen it. It was bad.
So, anyway.
You did see it.
Yeah.
Sometimes something being good, you know,
yep,
can help.
It does. It's actually super helpful.
Remove some of the sting.
Right. Let's see. I'll do one more thing here.
Do 10 more things.
No,
come on.
I don't know.
We got all morning.
We're all loving this. Like a whole timing thing with the commercials.
Oh, boy.
The Food Network has announced that Anne Burrell's final Worst Cooks in America season is going to air. She died last week at the age of 55. Immediately after her death, they were saying a cardiac event. And then a day or two later, we were seeing there were all kinds of pills in the bathroom. But then I haven't really heard any kind of update since.
Well,
then.
Old people take pills. So it's very
true.
Possible.
They
she's
were
just
pills.
Person taking medicine for her high blood pressure or for her, what's that thing that you get? The gurgling thing?
Thyroid?
Oh, no. Your heartburn. Oh.
Heartburn. Yeah. That.
July 28th, you'll see her final season of Worst Cooks in America. So if you were hoping for that, it's coming your way. All right, Ben, what's coming up in the news?
Honeymoons are coming up and more after these.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show Daily, plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank is making sure Fremont and Livermore will be rocking this summer by helping sponsor two unique summer concert series. Tuesday Tunes in Livermore runs every Tuesday through August 16th. In Fremont, the six free shows, including tribute bands, will be performed at the Central Park Pavilion, Performance Pavilion, every Thursday.
Oh.
Started, boy, the P's. starting June 26th, tune in to lcac.org and fremont.gov for more info.
Tonight's the night. That's happening, Tuesday Tunes.
Central Park Performance Pavilion.
Morning, I love this everyone. Time of year when people go out and hang out with their family on a picnic blanket and enjoy some music.
It's all good stuff.
Yeah.
Good times. Absolutely. There may be some morning clouds, some overcast, but most places will see plenty of sunshine today and highs in the upper 70s. This first story is just real news that seemed to be put to bed and then it's not. So Iran and Israel were getting after it against each other. And then we got involved, which really the most interesting part of that was the thing that got Trump fans all up in arms. I went, of all the things.
That's it, huh?
You're upset that he went. But I did read a lot about it and people were saying we voted for America first, not for him to get us into wars.
Right.
So I was surprised to see that for the first time, Trump fans are not happy with him. But anyway, then there was a ceasefire between Israel and Iran, and now I'm hearing both sides have broken it, and President Trump's very upset with them. So let's hope we all get back into our own spaces, and we stop with the nonsense. There's no winning this stuff.
Mm-mm. No.
So there's that. Right now, we're trying to see if this ceasefire takes. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Okay. This one was fun, and so I thought we'd sort of start here. People are sharing the dirty little industry secrets they think the general public deserves to know.
Okay.
So listen to this. Listen to this one. I own a sign shop. And I can tell you with 100% certainty that almost all businesses fail within the first year. If you think you're going to open a restaurant or boutique, you are about to lose a bunch of money. Oh. Also, no matter what business you want to start, go talk to your local sign guy and ask how many businesses have been in that location and failed. Trust me, we know the locations that are cursed.
Oh.
The sign guy.
Mm.
Huh.
Who would have thought, right? Yeah. I mean, of course they're going to, we'll make you a sign.
Yeah, we'd love to.
No problem.
Oh, you're going to, I just told you it was cursed and you're still going to go for it. All right. Well, that's $4,200.
We're doing a special. We'll do going out of business signs for you at the same time.
Yeah.
Half off.
Right.
I used to work for a talent agency in Hollywood, and a lot of the Academy voters never watch the screeners, and they let their assistants watch the movies and vote on their behalf. The Academy Awards, everyone.
That's actually not too surprising.
Really?
I feel like it's not. I'm, you know,
I know people get jaded,
to watch and,
but I also feel like if you talk to people, let's say a guy in a band, he'll be like, music, and my music in particular is that's the Bible. Like, that's everything. That's
right.
That's God and you know, it's the most important thing is music. That's how I speak. That's how I express myself. That's how I make my living. Everything.
Yeah.
To be in the movie business and be so jaded that you're not even interested in watching what's up for the highest
that you're going to vote
possible
on.
Award. Right. That's pretty.
You'd think at least they'd watch the 10 movies nominated for Best Picture. Maybe they do. Maybe that's where they draw the line.
I don't know.
But there are a ton of movies to watch, and you'd have to be ready to watch a couple of them daily for a couple, as soon as between the... Oh, you'd think that that would be part of the... I can't be in the Academy. I don't have time to watch all the movies.
Well, yeah, that's, I mean, don't get in.
Right.
I mean, you're in
it's an honor to be in.
You're in the podcast.
Academy.
You got to listen to them, right?
Yeah, we do. We do the awards every year. And yeah, there's a group of us that are called the Blue Ribbon Committee. And we have to listen to all of the podcasts that are nominated and vote on them.
By the way, do you find the time in the day? There's so many podcasts. So you do that.
I might not listen to the full show all the time.
Oh, boy. Here we go. The scandals continue, even in the podcast world.
Surprise. Who knew?
One of our listeners wrote me and said, hey, I just saw, they sent me a picture of a person wearing an Odyssey backpack.
Oh, funny.
Then I was like, Odyssey backpack? Well, that's what this person said. She said, I would like to get one of these. Where? And I said, let me check.
It might be easier to get Odyssey stuff than Alice stuff.
Well, so I thought, so I go to, you know, odyssey.com.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find any places where they sell backpacks. But you know what pops up? The Secret Show with the cartoon logo.
Oh, of the four of us from a couple years back.
Coco's in the cartoon logo. I was like, oh my gosh. That's the logo we're running for The Secret Show.
It's been a while since we did it.
What? No update on that? No change on that? I guess I don't know who puts that up. I don't know how that got there.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just been sitting there. It's available, everyone. But it's
on their main
there.
Website, though, is the... I went, all right.
Okay.
Still gets a lot of listens.
I'm sure it does. I think it's, you know, we put a lot into that show.
It's 12 years
every day. I mean, we tried our hardest, but I was just surprised to see, like, Coco and Brenner on the logo.
Well, hello.
And by the way, I couldn't find any backpacks, so I'm going to have to write
They give that stuff out to employees when they, you know, we had those points and things that none of us ever earned.
The Odyssey prize closet is in New York.
Probably, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Always wash your new clothing before you wear it, even if it looks fresh and new. It's been thrown on the floor, moved around a dusty warehouse, tried on by sweaty post-gym person, and probably sat in a stinky human shipping container for 2 months. Plus, you want to wash off all the starch and finishing products, which make it look so new. Everybody does that, right? You wash new clothes?
I don't.
What?
I don't. Sometimes either. I do, but mostly I don't.
I do t-shirts, but that's it.
Really? You'd wash a t-shirt?
Yeah, because t-shirts, they definitely need to be softened up a little bit.
Yeah. They're better after a few washes. Mm-hmm. But if I bought a new pair of jeans and a shirt yesterday, I wore it in today. And it's, you know, it's almost like I'm breaking it in. But I did put on a shirt one time that I had just bought. And I went out into the world. And it was, I was at something. It was like a nice outfit that I put on. And I was like, oh my God, I'm pitting out. Like what? I stink. This is, and somebody had sweated into that thing. And it woke up with my body heat. I was so bummed out. So stanky.
Well, I worked in clothing retail as a young man. And there's no question people would they'll buy something, wear it out, bring it back.
Bring it on
next
back.
Day, here, I'd like to return this. I'm like, this... smells like cigarettes. Mm. I cannot take this back. Well, I didn't wear it. It doesn't matter what you did besides the fact that you smoked on top of it.
Right.
I cannot sell this. This stinks. Well, I'm never coming back. Have a good one. Mm. Like, what did you want me to? I'm not Nordstrom.
Right.
Nordstrom will take anything at their own fit. Like they
just, all those big places will just take it back. No problem.
And the people are like, want to fight, but they don't.
Like the employees,
the employees are like, I can't believe we're going to take this, but they know they have to.
Oh, you mean?
Yeah, like something that stinks so clearly has been worn once, ruined, and then brought back.
Or worn a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Here I have the tag still, see?
How dirty the fruits you put in drinks are. I quit getting oranges in my Blue Moons because I figured that orange drove up from Florida, got to North Dakota, was never washed, got caught up, and got put in my drink. Grosses me out.
Mm. Oh, they.
You worked in Boss.
I would not. I never want fruit in my drink. I always say no fruit, please.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's gross. Because not only it's like bars are filthy. Like they're just, you do clean them. You do what you can. I mean, some places are definitely better than others, but man, they're gross. And that the fruit is, you know, you're lucky if it gets washed before it gets sliced up.
Yeesh.
And somebody's handling it and it's sitting out on a counter. And if I didn't finish it all, I would cover it, put it in the, and then there it is, yesterday's cut fruit.
Shame.
Shame.
People are sharing dirty little industry secrets they think the general public deserves to know. Like the sign shop guy that says everybody goes out of business.
Yeah. Don't spend too much on the sign.
The Hollywood agency that says we vote, but we don't actually watch the films.
God, that's a hurtful one.
Always wash your new clothing. People cleaning their underwear in kettles is a huge problem in hotels. We find so many forgotten underpants in kettles. I don't know.
Like
I don't,
they put them in an electric kettle to like boil the stank off of them?
Is that? I don't know. I don't touch any thing, of that stuff.
I use an electric kettle if they don't have a coffee maker, like a drip coffee maker like I like. I'm very picky. I don't want those pods of coffee.
You know,
but they give you the thing. You boil up, it boils up water. And I suppose if you wanted to clean your underpants, you could boil them in there. I mean, how bad are your underpants? Just rinse them if you have to.
Free ball it.
Sure.
Go commando. I don't know. What are you doing? Right. You're cleaning your skivvies in the, maybe for a lady's underwear because they're so much smaller.
Maybe. Yeah.
You know, like a thong is barely any material.
I would still think that you would just go, if you ran out of underwear and if you had to wash a pair, you'd do it in the sink with their incredibly hot water and the soap that's provided right there. And then you just hang it up. Like, what are you doing? Boiling your, what happened in your underpants? You feel like you need to boil them in a kettle.
I don't.
That's so weird.
I'm asking you.
Well, it makes it that what this is doing is giving me pause. Like I use kettles in hotels all the time. They'll charge you $11. You can have a kettle. What's been boiled in this thing?
Yeah, you're somebody's underwear.
Are we boiling eggs? Underwear? Shrimp?
These are the dirty little secrets in industries that the public should know about. There isn't a larger than normal call volume. We just don't have enough staff. And your call is not important to us. We actually want you to go away.
Oh, I've definitely gotten that vibe, right?
That's so obvious. This person, and I'm almost like, oh, I shouldn't read this. But the truth is, no, we are very strictly careful about how we handle radio contests. This one says, I used to work in radio, and we totally didn't take caller number 10. We maybe counted, but mostly we were looking for callers that seemed excited enough that we could use them. That is so not true. We
go to meetings about how contests are handled.
Multiple meetings.
Yep.
Long ones, too.
Hour like it's, long ones.
It is so long.
The longest, like with all the examples. I'm like, we got it.
They're doing bits. They're doing material.
They were doing material.
Yep.
I was like, oh, well, at least it's entertaining.
Anyway, this was on BuzzFeed. I thought it had a few interesting ones, but just for the record,
BuzzFeed.
Honestly, the contests we do are so on the up and up.
Yeah.
We
and
couldn't
our rules
fudge
are
them.
Posted at RadioAlice.com.
There's no fudging them, and no one wants to because no one wants to be fired.
No.
ChatGPT, everyone.
Oh.
It's Sarah's best friend.
Hey, Cha-Cha.
ChatGPT may be eroding critical thinking skills already, according to a new MIT study. Do you feel like if you had to write your own things, you know?
I would still write my own things, but
you know, no problem.
But I'm used to that. I grew up doing that. So it isn't actually my default position to go to ChatGPT, but every kid is like, oh, this will write it for me? Great.
Where does that go?
I don't know. I really love seeing what happens and the self-driving cars and even ChatGPT. I love like the phone is amazing, but what is going to happen? Like, where is all this going? And should we not?
Well, you know,
don't worry.
So
we will.
I told you as I got this new car I'm driving, it's a Ford Mustang Mach-E from Frontier Ford, and this car drives itself.
Yeah.
And I did use it for that reason. I tried it, and I
Yeah.
But the truth is I don't do it. Yeah. Most days I'm like, I got this.
Yeah.
I'm driving.
Yep.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's just old school stuff.
Right.
Would a kid just go, why would I drive when I don't have to?
I'm on the highway, put it into autopilot.
I don't know.
I could tell you ChatGPT is definitely affecting me because I have to do a lot of writing with several jobs that I have, including teaching. So I use it all the time. You know, like I'm just now down to like, you know, write a paragraph or two and like make it pretty, make it look good. And then that's what I end up
using. Flesh this out for me.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's helpful.
It is helpful. And a lot of times, I mean, I ask it for something and it delivers and then makes more suggestions. And I'm like, yes, that suggestion. Yes, please. With your suggestion about that. Let's do that.
ChatGPT users had the lowest brain engagement and consistently underperformed in neural, linguistic, and behavioral levels. Over the course of several months, ChatGPT users got lazier with each subsequent essay.
Oh.
Often resorting to copy and paste by the end of the study, as in, why would I have...
Thank you.
It's perfect as it is.
Right. I didn't even read it. I trust ChatGPT.
Just know that's what's happening to you if you've... You know, traded in your brain for the computer, for the AI.
It is worrisome. I mean, there are a lot of things to worry about with AI in general, and that is one of them. I've always thought that about Google. Like, you don't have to remember anything anymore. You don't, like, you can clear that brain space. But now, you can clear the part where you write stuff, too. Like, there's all these... I don't know. I don't know what will happen. I love it all, but I also am afraid of it.
I like information at my fingertips. And Google, in that way, has actually made me, I want to know things. So I will look things up to get the answer to it. Whatever it may be, I'll go, oh, I have a question about, let me see.
Yeah, you used to have to like go to the library or ask an expert.
Whatever it is.
Everything's so easy. It's so fingertips now.
The population in Alameda.
Boom.
Let me look that up. You know what I mean?
Guess what the population of Alameda is.
Are we playing?
Why not?
Okay.
I'm going to say 30,000.
That low?
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Alameda.
I'm going to say 150,000.
Hold on. It's giving me all of Alameda County.
Well, yeah.
See, it's stupid. Of the city of Alameda?
No, the county's good.
No.
City of Alameda. You say 30,000? What do you say?
I think I said 100K.
You win. About 75,000.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
No, it's about 75,000. It's around there. You win. You get a point.
All right.
You know my city better than I do.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, you
and
Jane are
that
the...
big.
I stay on the West End a lot, so it's not as populous.
You're co-mayors, wouldn't you say? Do you see Jane around a lot?
Never.
You never see Jane anywhere?
Well, their hours are slightly different.
Oh, yeah, we have totally different hours.
I know, but I mean, you don't get see each other at a restaurant on a Saturday night?
What am I doing at a restaurant on a Saturday night?
All
by myself, eating.
You have a million friends. What are you talking about? You got the Gabers, right?
That's it. Yeah.
He calls them the Gabers. They're not even his neighbors anymore. They live way up the hill. That'd be a drive.
Oh.
But no, I don't see Jane, but I'm only out usually during the day, like after work. That's when I'm hitting the streets.
You get your dog walked.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few. Oh, funny. 415 says, Vin, did you see number 14 on that list? Don't trust the betting at even the finest hotels. The unspeakable things that have been done. Yeah,
we didn't need to know that one. We've been hearing that from Vinny for years.
I've already told you all, and believe me, I pack one pair of pants so that I can bring some bedding.
Mm.
Plenty of extra underwear. I've never washed my underwear in a kettle, I'll tell you that.
Well, it turns out you can do it, though.
No.
Great.
You actually can't.
Boiling your underwear. Honestly, boiling... Aren't underwear like mostly made out of like, cotton, but there's like synthetic material.
Don't ask me, man. I would never have thought of that. I would rather go buy a cheap pair at Target. You know, when you're traveling, a lot of times I'll get like something like a thing of, what are they? Hawaiian sweet rolls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm.
A thing of turkey, a thing of cheese. And I just tear the roll, put one of each in there. And there's my like, in-room meal.
Yeah.
And it just helps me.
turkey sandwiches on Hawaiian rolls this weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, that's my travel food.
Yeah, so
but like
good.
If I'm going to Disneyland and I know I'm going to be out there and I know I'm going to probably not eat my, you know, the best, I just want to do something that's like,
right,
get me started.
Right.
Get me into the park without
also
thinking about food.
That, you know, you spend $10 at a Target and get
right.
that stuff, and now you're, you know, you're not having to eat out every single meal.
And if I had to, I'd buy a pair of underwear from there too. Mm-hmm. I'm not washing underwear in a kettle.
What? I know. I've never heard of such a thing.
707 says, hi, y'all. I spent 25 years in grocery. Always wash your produce, please. Mm. Just like clothing, you don't know what's happened to it before it was placed on the counter. And sometimes that
sure.
stuff goes straight from the dirt. Straight from the dirt from the field, straight to the counter without any interaction.
Mm.
Which is good.
Well, I guess.
You got to wash it.
What kind of dirt is it? Yeah, like scrub your potatoes. Do you scrub your mushrooms and stuff?
Yeah.
John scrubs his mushrooms.
Oh, scrub? I don't know. What do you mean scrub?
He, like, takes a little brush. He's got a little brush. He like scrubs the whole thing down. He doesn't want any dirt on there.
Well,
I'm like, rinse those off, chop them up, and get them in the pan. Come on. He's like, no, they each must be washed. I'm like, okay, I'll see you in an hour. Enjoy your basket of mushroom. Cleaning job.
Sarah, you don't have to have an opinion.
You're right. I don't. I'm trying to have your opinion.
Yeah. He's trying to do something nice for you.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard. I'm like,
taking care of you.
You know what? Don't wash my half.
The kitchen bitch says Alameda is 78,000 people.
Oh.
Anyway.
I was way off.
Only by half.
Some, 415. Some gay coworkers told me they heat up their sex toys in the coffee pot. Oh, in hotels.
No, they don't.
Well, I don't
that
know.
That is just, I mean, actually, it kind of works. But you could just run it under the hot water.
Well, I don't know. Do you know for sure that you could just do that? Where have your toys been? Where have their toys been?
Yeah, that's true. Maybe they do need to boil them in there. Get all the whatever off.
I'll tell you what. The last time we were in a hotel, we were in a hotel together, and I had a delightful experience.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Clean,
that room was
nice room,
amazing.
Great. Everything
Cash
was
Creek,
good.
Everybody.
Cash Creek. Boom.
That place was great.
I still brought my own blankets. You know, that's what I got to do.
I understand.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Please don't bite people. Plus Maroon 5 tickets.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.